Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Dalet Omad Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're finishing off Simen Tov Kuf Nun Zayin, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start and finish Simen Tov Kuf Nun Ches. So we begin on the very top line, Lamed Dalet Omad Aleph, with the words of the Ramah. Hagah, Uminok Poshut, She'ein Omim Nachem, Rak Betvilas Mincha Shel Tishabav. We pointed out yesterday that the simple understanding of the Mechaber was that you say the Tefillah of Nachem and all of the davenings of Tisha B'Av. However, the Ramah tells us that the minhag pashut is that you only do it by mincha. Lefish oz hitzitzu eitz b'mikshel, because Nebuch at that time, in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, was when the enemy Nebuch started destroying the actual physical base of Mikdash by setting it on fire. And therefore, lechem espalim oz al hanachoma. And that's why B'davka at that point in time, by mincha, we request HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us nechama. And this is brought down in the name of the Rokeach and the Avudram. Then he concludes and he says, Misha Ocha B'Tisha B'Av Yomer Nachem B'Birchas HaMazon. He brings down from the Mariel that if somebody is eating on Tisha B'Av, because they're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, so in the benching they also say Nachem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay tells us, B'Boni Yerushalayim, when we say it in B'Birchas HaMazon, we put it into the Bracha B'Boni Yerushalayim, because that's of course very appropriate. That's the right place to insert it, with the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Ezus Hashem B'Meir Yomeinu, rebuild Yerushalayim. He says, while the Ramah brings down that by davening we only say it by mincha time, mikomakol b'birchas hamazon, the leka, now it should be, instead of mincha, it should be minhag, yesh li'omro. He says, even though one could make the argument that just like by davening, the Ramah says you only do it in the afternoon because that's when the actual fires were lit, Nebuch, to the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, nevertheless, the minhag is that you say it by all of the times that you eat. Again, a person's allowed to eat, he has to bench, and therefore he should add Nachem in the benching. And he should add this at all the times that he benches. He brings down as well, Ayin and Chari Tshuva, B'Shem Ezo Achronim, in the name of Eris Achronim, Shem Afakukin, Apsakse, that disagree with this Psak, and likewise, V'chein B'Bir HaGro, in the Vilna Gons, commentary, Mashma Shadaitu Notu Shalo Lemor Kilo Kiva'ua Rak Betvila. He says, actually, you don't say it at all in benching. It was set up just for the davening. Well, meanwhile, he says, L'kuliyama Imlo Amaru in Machzino. So everybody agrees. Certainly, if you left out Nachem in the benching, you certainly don't repeat the benching. The issue footnote number 4 tells us, V'kivin Shenechlu Kwa Posim Adover, since there obviously is differences of opinion amongst the Poskim, Bo Charil Choladeos Imlo Amaru in Machzino. So, and since you don't go back, everybody agrees if you didn't say it, so the Kafach Haim brings down, Sheshev Yal Tasi Ov. He says, it's better not to say it, because everybody agrees you don't have to go back and say it, and since some say you shouldn't say it, L'chachil, he says, better not to say it at all. Mishum Chashash Hefsek L'deos Shein L'Omer B'Yachzimoz, because of the concern that it may be a Hefsek, according to those opinions, to say you shouldn't say it at all. He suggests you say it in the Harachamans. Like, for example, if a person forgot Al Anis and he says it in the Harachamans, so say it over there as well in the Harachamans, because that's not as part of a bracha. On the other hand, the Kleisenberger, the Gazatzal, the great Kleisenberger, B'Shel Shuv Ziri Yitziv, brings down Kos Avatam, the Omer of Birch Zavos. He says you should say it. Shekiv and Shekos Avashulchan Aruch Leel, since in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Kuf Nundal, he writes, Shekola Ocha Vishose Betishabov, Eno Robesimchas Yishlaim. Somebody who even is eating with Heter on Tisha B'Av is not going to be Zochet to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. So he says, Nebuch, what's a person supposed to do if he has to eat? So he says, in this way, even though he's an Ones and he has to eat, so when he says Nachem, so this shows, Laharos Shalamo Sha'ochel, even though he's eating, Humis Avala Yerushalayim. And this way, it's a beautiful idea that he brings down, that if you're forced to eat, you B'davka should say Nachem to show that you're sad that you're eating and that you only have to eat because you're physically unable not to, but you still mourn Yerushalayim. And in this way, Mir Tzashem, everybody should be Yiskil Liros B'Simchosa. What a beautiful thought to end this beautiful synod. Now we go to Simen Tov Kuf Nun Ches, which deals with Allah's Matzei Tisha B'Av Ein Ochlim Basar. When we break our fast, Matzei Tisha B'Av, so one should not have a meat meal. So the Mechaber writes, it's a short simen as well, one sif. B'Tisha B'Av Le'eis Erev Hitzitzu Eish Be'echol, as we just pointed out, towards the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, that's when the Goyim, Yemach Shemom V'Zinichram, they actually started to burn the Beis HaMikdash proper, the Heichol, V'Nisraf, and it kept on burning, Achkiyas Acham, until the night turned from Tes into Yud, and B'Yom Asiri kept on burning on the 10th day. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Aleph, Batam Shekavua B'Tishi, so why then, if most of the burning actually occurred on the 10th day, do we not have Yud Ba'av instead of Tisha Ba'av? So he says, Mishum Daschalto Parinitsu Adif, it brings up in the Gemara that the start of the destruction is worse than the actual destruction. Interestingly, as an aside, just was Asar B'Teves, and the idea that if Asar B'Teves were to come out on Shabbos, we actually fast on it, but Tisha B'Av, we don't fast on Shabbos, so some bring down a beautiful idea. Again, that was the start of the end. And therefore, the start represents actually a more serious destruction than the actual destruction that eventually occurs. So in any event, that's why we fast on the 9th instead of the 10th. In fact, the Gemara of Yochanan brings down, if he had been the one to make the decision, he would have said, I would have fasted on the 10th, because that's when the majority of the destruction occurred. In any event, the Mechaber continues, based upon this, that there still is Nebuch burning of the Beis HaMikdash on the 10th, because of this, Minog Kosher, says a very kosher Minog, that one should not have meat, and one shouldn't have wine, when they break their fast the night of Tisha B'Av going into the Yud Ba'av. Bilel Asiri V'yom Asiri, on the night of the 10th, and as well during the day of the 10th, albeit the Ramah changes and it says, V'yishmach mirim ad chatzos yom v'lo yosi. Bring down from the Gos Maimonios that you only do this until chatzos of Yud Ba'av, those that have this minog, and not beyond that. Now, there are a number of Mishnah Berurahs here. Let's continue. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis, Shelo lecho basa, you shouldn't have meat. He says, however, pashut the besudas mitzvah, if you're making a siyum, a sudas mitzvah, mutarim kol hakurim lecho basa. Everybody that is at that sudas mitzvah is allowed to go and meat. You have a bris mila, so you can have a flesh of a bris mila, suda. The bris mila was done during the day, and now you have the sud at night. That can be a fleishach meal. Fafilu enu krova, and this is for people that even aren't the relatives that would otherwise be there. But even people that wouldn't necessarily automatically be there are allowed to come. He says the pshita, the laila hazu kila mirush chodesh av. He says the night after Tisha B'Av, Matzi Tisha B'Av, Yud B'Av, is actually more lenient than from Rosh Chodesh of it on, to me Rosh Chodesh of Yesh Ktsas Avelos Medina de Gemara. There are some things that are actual dinim in the Gemara. For example, it says Shemamatim Besimcha Masav Matan. It says Mishenichlis Av Mimatim Besimcha. So you have to go and lessen your simcha, your happiness, and lessen your business transactions. As opposed to Mashe Kain Bazet on Matzi Tisha B'Av Shemutim Medina Makol. There technically is no Isser. The Minog. It's a very nice idea to commemorate the idea that the Beis HaMikdash is burning during this time. So therefore, we should commemorate it, but it's not a din. However, he says, "Ah, Hasud, the Shosu Balayla Shnei Chasana." There was a custom they apparently had that the night before the wedding they would make a special suda. So he says, "B'makom she'ei mishalchim b'osu pam sivlonos." If they didn't send the special gifts that the chasen kala would send to each other, so then that's not called lo mikre sudas mitzvah, and therefore v'lochein ain lecho basa. You shouldn't have meat at that type of a meal, and certainly mikosha kein shlo yeshom klei shir. You certainly shouldn't have musical instrumentation at that meal. He brings out from the Prima Gadim in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Dalet, that Benidcha, if Tisha B'Av was really on Shabbos, so now, when you fasted for Tisha B'Av, it really was Yud B'Av, so then you could be Mekel on this at a Sudas Chasana, this Sudas for the Chasan, on the night before his wedding, you could have even Klei Shir. And he says, this Minna continues on a normal year, at Acha Chatzos Hayom Asiri, until midday of Chatzos of Yud B'Av, Lefi Mashikos of Aran L'Kameh, as the Ramah said. We already learned this, Ramah. And this is really going on the Mechaber, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah points out what the Ramah is going to say. Then he brings down with Sefer El Yerabba, Kosev B'Shem Zekeno, Marash Zal. The El Yerabba brings down in the name of his great Zekeno, Zaydi, the Marash Zal. That's for regular people. However, he says, even at this Suda, the Chos and the Kala and their parents, the mother and father, they're allowed to go and eat meat. Then he adds, Kosov Knesset Zagdola. The Knesset Zagdola adds, the Tov Shalol Shamish Mitos B'Lel Asiri. One shouldn't have relations with his wife on the night of Motzei Tisha B'Av, meaning the start of the 10th of Av, unless, in Lo B'Lel Tefillah, unless this was her mikveh night, or Yotzei L'Derech, or he's going on the road, and therefore there is a mitzvah of Ona at that time as well to be with your wife, or Bo Min HaDerech, or likewise, if he's returning, where there's likewise a mitzvah of Ona, the wife misses the husband, and there's a mitzvah at that time, more so than usual. And therefore, on these mitzvah nights, either Lel Tfilas or Yotzei L'Derech or Bamin HaDerech, so then, while the minhag may be not to have relations on Yud B'Av in the evening, so in this situation, it would be permissible. Tisha foot number 3 brings down, Omnam, Bishua Shechabal Tisha B'Av, Lohuskar B'Mishnah Berurah, Sheish Isubakach. In even the week Shechabal Tisha B'Av, there is no such mention, albeit the Kav HaChaim writes, based upon the Knesset HaGedolah, on the Beis Yosef, Shala Anoshim Gidolim, for great individuals, Shein Yitzum Tokvim, if they can control themselves, Royli Mona Im Lo B'Lel Tefillah, that they shouldn't have relations, and relations is a tremendously happy thing, and therefore, one shouldn't do this in this great time of Tsar in our calendar. Tisha B'Av number one brings down that those that have the custom to eat meat on Motzei Tisha B'Av where it's permissible. So he brings down from Simon Tov Kuf Nun Tes in the name of the Taz that you're not allowed to shech this meat on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos Hayom. Vehevi B'Shem El Yerabba Lohokel in this situation, and he's sick. Shebishas Etchak Yishlochel. If you have no choice, then you'd be allowed to. Tisha B'Av number two brings down Asudas Masechta. So the Ramah brings down in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Regards eating meat or wine during the 9 days, so he says you should consider that a sudas mitzvah, but he says you shouldn't rush to make it earlier or slow it down to make it later in order to have a seam in the 9 days. But he says to do this on Motzei Tisha B'Av, he says in this situation, Balayla Zeh Mutalasus Kin, you can even slightly delay or slightly hurry up to make the sudas mitzvah on the night Motzei Tisha B'Av. In the Bir Halacha, the Ramasu Shalolech Obasu, he brings down Abol Tashil Shalbasu Zmut, he brings down to the Maimon Mordechai. Then a dish that was cooked in a flesh of a pot, so it's a tavshul shabasa, that is permissible. Then he says, Od kosa shomlinin kos shobirchas hamozon. What about benching with a kos yayin? So im darku tomid levorach al kos yayin, mutagam alay lazu. Says, if you always bench with a kos yayin. So some people are makbit to always bench with a kos yayin. Technically, even if they don't bench by themselves, be yechidus, but certainly if they do it with a mezumin, so he says, then you can also make a kos shobracha with wine or grape juice on the Suda that you bench at after Tisha B'Av is over. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. He says that the minhag is that if you are going to continue some of these hanhagos of Avelos on Yud B'Av, you only do it until Chatzos. And he brings down, V'odin shelo lirchotz b'merachotz, you shouldn't go to a bathhouse, ulasaper, to take a haircut, ulachabes, to do the laundry, ad chatzos, and to chatzos as well. Or shekol Tisha B'Av, yom chamishi. When Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday, however, sha'oz yom asiru erev Shabbos, then the next day is erev Shabbos, when things are rushed, so then you're allowed to do all of these things, mutar b'chozel l'kovet Shabbos. You can do all of these things l'kovet Shabbos. The issue footnote number four brings down, af, ach, livnei svarat, cause of shel sus arad zion. The shel sus arad zion. It's a great, great Sfaradi post. It says, for the bnei svarat, sheish linog lehimana mi bas of yayin koyo masiv. He says, their minog is not to have meat or wine all Yud Ba'av. Kivin shemishmos divri yashulchan aruchu sheish limono koyo masiv. It's the Ramah that said you should only do this chatzos. The Beis Yosef, which is how Sfaradim often follow, so he doesn't seem to suggest the distinction between before and after chatzos, and therefore, shel sus arad zion says Sfaradim should not have meat all day. And he brings up the Machzik Bracha, Sheyiri Hashem Nogu L'Hachem Kol Hayom Kulu. Also, that they're noheg not to have meat or wine all day long. And what about the other things? He says, look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskul Ad Chatzos Hayom, which we'll look at momentarily. Then he brings down Hamoed L'Kol Chai from Rav Chaim Pelagi, Zatzal, the great Sfaradi Posek, Kosev Sheminog Iro Limona Ad Chatzos Yom Asiri. He says, no, they did have the minog only to Chatzos, and the Ben Yishchai, another great, great Sfaradi Posek, Kosev Sheurigil Lecho Boso Kvar Belel Asiri. He says, no, they didn't even have the minog at all, and they would eat meat already at night of Yud B'Av. Each person should follow the minog of his town, of his Rav, of his community. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masul Achatz Yom, he brings after the Mishnah Berurah, we said that the restrictions apply to both bathing and haircuts and shaving as well. This is the Marshal's opinion. He brings down the Maimon Mordechai, who says, he says, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention about this, he says, even those that follow this, it's not osur, Ella the boss of Yai. He says that everybody agrees that it's on boss of Yai, but not necessarily on these other things. And he brings down as well, I will in with this verse, they weren't knowing this chumra. And he brings this down as well from Harav Hashiuri, who also was matir this, at Kalashano. Those are the words of the Maimon Mordechai. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, Mikomokum Koshal Hokobase. He says it's very difficult to not be strict on this. And he says, Shivakam Achroniz Manenu Hatiku Dovazilamaisa, because many common temporary great gedolim at the time of the Chofetz Chaim said it ready to do so. And you can see this in the issue, footnote number 10, where he explains that those that were machmir here with meat and wine because mipnei shebitlu ha-korbanos v'nisuch hayayin, because they couldn't bring korbanos and had the nisuch hayayin. However, kibus and tispores isurim machmas avelos. Those were specifically related to the avelos, and the avelos histaimo b'sof hatzom, and the avelos went away at the end of the fast, and therefore that would be a distinction or a reason why meat and wine might have additional time for prohibition as opposed to the haircutting and the laundering, which would not. Therefore, he says, L'chein, ein tam limona mihem, and he says that according to Shelis Shuvah Solution, this really only applies to wine and meat. And he says, Yesh mi bnei svar, shemachmir, v'cho yom asir, gam rechiz, with the svar, as we pointed out, some are machmir all day long, and each person should follow his own custom. Deirsh foot number 6 brings down Ulubosh Begodim Shukrahu Muchubasim of the Rosh Chodesh to wear clothing that was laundered before Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Yesh Lakum, says you can do that. That's not a problem. He says this is especially true in a place where it's hot and sweaty and it's easy to get your clothing dirty on the tinus. Says Yesh Matirim Bemikras Gazet Gamba Oval. Even an Oval would be allowed to do this, and likewise, even in the 9 days, as we'd pointed out. On the other hand, Nissan Karlitz Zasal brings down Osara Chatzos. He says you shouldn't put on new clothing either, laundered, freshly laundered clothing either, until Chatzos of Yud. And he brings down Shamasha Mishtabur, Lo Hiskir Zos, Bimifurish. Why doesn't the Mishtabur mention this? Mishum Shazek Kalul, Beisar Akibus, because he says that's part of the general rule of laundering. He didn't have to specifically mention it. What about sewing? So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that is permissible. The poskim don't mention it, so therefore you're allowed to do so. And what about listening to music? So the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is shein lishmo. One shouldn't do so, and this is also the opinion of the Moed L'Kol Chai. To give to children is permissible, according to Rav Yashiv Zatzal, to give them meat. And he says as well, shein loses latinok bari basar yain afilu imadayin logia legil shodeh l'saval yushalayim. Even though he said previously, one shouldn't do this during the 9 days, but for Motzei Tisha B'Av you can. There are many other things present in this footnote, as well as in Deirshu footnote number 7. If we have time, we'll get back to them, but I don't think we will. Then the Ramah continues, he says, Imchol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos v'nichol yom rishon, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and we therefore fast on Sunday, which is Yud B'Av, then he says, Mutar l'echol bos v'lishosayin yom sheni. Then, when Motzei Tisha B'Av comes now, it's really Yud Aleph. So therefore, on the day of Yud Aleph, it's not a problem. On Yom Sheni, for example, on Monday, all day long, even from the morning, you can have meat or wine. However, he still says at nighttime, Avo Belayla, Oser, Mipnei Avelu Shoyom. He brings up in the Maril that you still shouldn't have meat or wine to break your fast on Matzei Tisha B'Av, even if Tisha B'Av is a Nidcha, so it really is now Yud going into Yud Aleph, still you shouldn't have meat or wine when you break your fast. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us, Hainu rak b'chilas basur shtiyas yayin. This only applies to the eating of meat and drinking of wine. Avo tisporis, by taking a haircut or shaving, mutar l'kol yama, you can already start doing that Sunday night. Dishah foot number 8 does bring down that when you make havdalah on Matzei Tainis, you certainly are allowed to go and drink that wine that you're making havdalah on. V'afilu b'tainis shizmana l'chilu b'yom rishon. And this is true even if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, it's not a nitcha. The issue foot number 9 brings down in regards to the bracha shechianu. After that, supposing shein levarach bracha zu b'yasar b'av, even though there are those that say that you shouldn't make this bracha shechianu on the 10th of Av, nevertheless, he brings down the shelus teshuvas esaros b'shuva and shelus teshuvas marsham. If the tainus really was on Shabbos, really, but we pushed it off to Sunday, so then efshel levarach miyad b'matziyat tainus, then you can make a shechianu immediately once the Sunday nidcha Tisha B'Av is over. Shekivin shezman zekvar enos maparanis. This isn't anymore a very sad time. Efshel levarach shechianu. For example, the Kavach Chaim shevimiku kizeh mutar levarach shechianu kishim shemutar lechol basav yayin. Same thing applies for shechianu like basav yayin. Umashba from this shemutar rak basiri b'boker. Would seem to indicate that you can only make the shechianu from the morning, because seemingly you can't have the meat and wine at night, so maybe only shechianu can be made in the morning. That's what this Dirshu footnote says over here. However, in the previous Dirshu in footnote number 4, he quotes the Ben Ishchai, who says that you can't have the meat on Leil Asiri, so Mestama, according to that, you'd certainly be able to make a shechianu there as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hei brings down Mashba Derak Bezeh Mipnei Aveluso Shel Tisha B'Av Machmirinun Gam B'Laila Shachrav. In this situation where Sunday was a nidcha, so then only it applies to these things at night. It's like the 3 weeks. Says maybe here you shouldn't have it in their 3 weeks for those that don't have it in 3 weeks. So this is like the 3 weeks. But in other tanesim, there is no reason not to have, if you want, fleishcha meal to break your fast. If you look in the Ber Heitev Oz Gimel, he says, "V'mistane b'chol shana beis yomim mitzufim." Some people, great tzaddikim, would fast both the 9th and the 10th day because, as we pointed out, the Beis Hamikdash really was destroyed mostly on the 10th day, so they would fast 2 days. So ein tzorich l'sanos in nidcha. So when it's a nidcha, there is no reason for them to fast. If they fast every year on Tes and Yud, but here it's now Yud and Yud Aleph, so there is no reason to fast on Yud Aleph. He brings down the name of the Ma'aril and the Mogen Avraham. And in the Ber Heitev Sif Dalet, he brings down Anim Basiri Achatzos or Kol Yom. Those that do fast on the 10th, either to Chatzos or all day, also Bavas Yayim Mesudah Rishona. They shouldn't have meat or wine at the first meal after that. The Shayach Gaba Avelus Shalom, because an Avelus applies there as well. He brings this down from the Negev Morgan of Ram. Then he adds from the Shalom, the Amis Anim Biyom Basiri Yikru Echa. Those that fast on Yud Bav should read Echa again. And he brings up from the Morgan of Ram, Benir Li, Demheim Asara, Liku B'tziba. But if there are 10 people, they shouldn't read it in a tziba. That is not considered appropriate. This concludes Simon Tov Kuf Nun Tes and today's shir.